Hey, East Dallas, you're listening to the East Dallas Chamber of Commerce Business Spotlight.
My Chamber Chicks.
I'm Megan.
I'm Rihanna.
And we're the Chamber Chicks.
Ooh, my Chamber Chicks.
Rihanna, who do we have today?
Well, I am super excited. We have Renee Barrera with Ebbie Halliday Realtors.
Hey, everybody. Renee here.
Hey, Renee.
Renee with the boys. Okay, bringing it.
I'm a Chamber Chick now.
Yes. Well, I mean, you're a realtor, but you do so much in the community.
Thank goodness, right? I love doing stuff for the community, and I just love being a part of the community, and it's easy because our community is awesome.
East Dallas.
East Dallas is the best.
And I know you've also served as a board member with the East Dallas Chamber for a number of years.
I have. I was a board member for 3 years straight. And then I did a little stint as a sales leader in Richardson, but that was only a little stint. I was there for 13 months and I came back, and immediately when I came back, I'm like, okay, I got to get back involved with the chamber because I missed it so much.
But I mean, even those 13 months, you weren't really gone.
No, I was never really gone. But my intent was that I was going to go and do the same thing that I was doing here in Richardson and or the Garland area, thinking that I could just pick up and move over there and be a beacon there as well. And I missed it here so much that I just changed my mind and came back.
And you're saying here as in East Dallas.
East Dallas, baby.
Yes.
And you also, in 2023, you put on the Economic Summit, which is one of the biggest
I did. Events I was the chair does. Of the Economic Summit. And going into it, I wasn't sure that I wanted really to do that. But what I knew was that it was a well-oiled machine. And I knew that between the committee members and our board members that we had, and the number of times that we've successfully done the Economic Summit, that it would run itself well, and it just needed a little leadership. And if we could find somebody who could, you know, dictate what to do and how to do and when to do it, it would just work out perfectly well. And it did.
It did.
You did an amazing job. It was a great event.
It was so much fun.
Okay, so we've talked about the chamber and your roles there. So let's talk about you and your career.
Oh, cool. I can do that.
Yeah, so tell us real estate. How did that happen for you?
Oh, I love the story too. So when I'm originally from Laredo, Texas, and I wanted to be a U.S. Customs House broker. And I took the U.S. Customs House broker test, and I got a 72, and you needed a 75 to pass.
No.
And I was so just disheartened. I was just beside myself. And I said, I'm going to go back and take it again. And the year that I took it, like, nobody passed. It was just like the hardest test that year. And then I went off and worked in Dallas for my family's company, which is import and export. And I was here for 4 months. And so I didn't study. And that next test, everybody passed. And I'm like, what? So I thought I missed out. But I fell in love with Dallas. And then I fell in love with my wife, who's from Dallas. And so I decided to move to Dallas. And I was working for a company as a sales associate. And immediately what happened was I found myself working too hard and getting paid too little. And I said, what can I do that I can sell that's really expensive? And I thought, real estate. And then I figured out that I could become a broker in real estate and satisfy my need to be a broker. Instead of a U.S. Customs licensed customs house broker, I could be a real estate broker. And the test is a lot easier. And so I got my license. I immediately got my broker's license. And I've never actually used my broker's license because I've always been with a bigger company. And the rest is history. I absolutely love real estate. My daddy was in real estate forever. And it just all made sense. And I love what I do.
So isn't it realtor and then you go into being a broker? Is that still a track for you? Or you just love being in this level?
So I love being at this level. And as a broker, you can sponsor other agents, but you don't have to. And so I choose not to. Oh. Yeah. Yeah. But when you say that you're a broker, it's one of those designations where people are like, ooh, he's a broker.
Yeah. You know, so whereas you are a broker.
I am a broker. Okay. I am not the broker of record for my company, Ebbie Halliday. That is a different person.
He is a broker, yet there's an additional knowledge base that you have being a broker. Because yes. You have to take additional education requirements.
You have to pass a second test beyond the test to be a licensed real estate practitioner.
Y'all heard it. If you want a smart realtor, here we go.
Yeah. Hey, I'll take it. Thank you. So, thank you.
How long have you been in the industry?
I have been in real estate for over 20 years. I've held my, so when I got my broker license, you only needed to be an agent for 3 years. I immediately got it on the third year. Now you do have to be an agent for 4 years. And let's see, 14 years as an agent. Then I went into management for 6 years and I've been back as an agent, principally for 1 year. So right at 21.
Tell us about, the management journey.
The management journey was awesome. I had always kind of, poked at our leadership within Ebbie Halliday that I would be a good candidate for management. And the opportunity presented itself at the Lakewood office right at the time that worked for me personally, because my children were of an age where I really wanted my nights and weekends back. And so I took the plunge and became the sales leader. At the time, they called us office managers, but then we turned into sales leaders. Became the sales leader for the Lakewood office, and I did that for 5 years and 1 month, and then I was courted by the company to go to another office, which is in Richardson, and I live in beautiful Lockwood, and the Richardson office made a lot of sense for me because it was a reasonable distance to have to travel. I don't really like to have to commute. I'm an anti-commuter, which many of you all listening to this probably are as well, because you know that everything you need is in East Dallas and you shouldn't have to go any further than about, what, 15 minutes?
Yeah, maybe? Absolutely.
7 miles, 8 miles? Yeah. Right. So the 190 office was 22 lights up Plano Road and 24 lights up Jupiter. And that very quickly became too far for me, and so I came back home. And I came back to being just an agent.
I love that it's too far. That
yeah. Yeah.
And my kids are at an age now, I've got a 13-year-old and a 16-year-old, and they're at an age now where, you know, they're a little bit more self-sufficient, and so I have more time for myself, and I'm back to loving working whenever I need to work.
So that this whole journey of yours fascinates me, because essentially in management, you were not actively selling, correct? Or were you?
So there's a thing there, and I like to call it, you can't take the hunt out of the dog. And I absolutely was not selling at the same rate and with the same numbers year over year, but I was still selling, because had I not been able to manage and sell, I would have never become a manager / sales leader. I love the thrill of working with clients and the negotiations so much that it just wouldn't make any sense at all not to do it for me personally. So,
well, and having been in the business for as long as you have 20 years, you've worked really hard to build that client base.
And I never let it go.
Yeah, to never let it go. That's super smart. And thanks. How has it been transitioning back into real estate full-time? Do you feel like you've had to kind of revamp how you go about doing business?
It's a great question. And yes, I did have to revamp somewhat. What I didn't do in the 6 years of being a sales leader was market myself. I never marketed myself. What I did was keep in touch with people, work my sphere in the sense of being an advisor to folks, always making sure that everyone understood that I was still in the realm, in the business, but just not actively looking for buyers and sellers, making it more passive. But the other thing that I realized very quickly as a manager was that when I would give a referral to somebody to help one of my past clients, the level of service, although still fabulous, wasn't phenomenal. And the clients that I was working with, you know, expected to hear from me. And even though they had a great agent to work with, I would still communicate with them throughout the entire process from beginning to end and, you know, beyond that for the future referral, which it's kind of all about. You know, luckily, a business like any sales business really is, once you get to that referral base, you're really starting to understand how the whole process works and it starts working for you. And, you know, it's free advertising.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And with your real estate, are you really focused on residential or do you do both?
I do mainly residential. I sold a church once, which technically was commercial, but no, I'm well focused on residential only.
And do you mostly find that your clients want to stay in East Dallas? Are you doing mostly East Dallas or do you?
So luckily when I started, I was everywhere, mm-hmm. but as time, you know, has gone on, most of my client base becoming more referral based has been mainly East Dallas. Now, I also, because I speak Spanish fluently, I'm very blessed to have the ability to help first-time homeowners and or other families that may tend to go in the like Garland Mesquite area. So I would say the broader East Dallas is my focus. But yeah, if you need help, I'm there. I definitely get beyond the borders.
Okay, so Renee, if somebody wanted to find you to hire you, where do they go online?
I guess the easiest way would just be to know how to spell my name, ReneeBarrera.com, and that will take you there. But certainly if you went onto the Ebby website, which is Ebby.com, and look for me, or maybe even just said Ebby.com and look for Spanish speaking agents. There's few of us, and it'd be very easy to find me that way.
What about social media?
I'm there.
Under your name?
Yes, it's under my name. Actually, I guess I have to think about this. My Twitter feed is Renee A. Barr. But otherwise, it's all Renee Barrera. Yes.
It's X now, right?
It's not Twitter you're anymore. Right. It's X. X. That God. Elon, man, he's got us.
Yeah.
To change stuff around.
Always.
X. Always.
Always. Always. Well, thank you so much for your time. It's always so great fun. Getting to yes. hang with you. And I mean, not only in real estate, if you have any questions, I'm sure you're open to people looking for chamber questions. And are you doing the Economic Summit again?
I am, yes. Wow. So today, yes. Okay. Actually, in a meeting that we had earlier, I officially announced that I will be the chair again. I think it only makes sense that positions like that be held for multiple years because it's always easier on the second round. And so I'm really looking forward to bringing some great information to us yet again next year. Date soon to be announced. But yeah, it's going to be another great economic summit. And I love what I'm doing with the chamber. And this podcast right here has just made so many great things happen for us as well. I am a huge podcast fan. I'm an avid bike rider and I have to have something to listen to. And I get tired of the same music over and over. And so I'm always going for podcasts and I have learned so much from this show. I can't even tell you. It's an honor to be here and I'm just so grateful for you Aww. Gals and all you're doing for us as well. I hope everybody who's listening enjoys this as much as I do. And if you're riding around that lake, look for me. I'm on a purple bike. Depending on the light, if you see it and it's orange, that's because she purrs when she turns orange.
Okay, we got her heated.
That's right. So if anybody ever passes like, oh, nice bike, I say she purrs when she turns orange.
Oh my gosh. Well, we could talk to you for hours. Always amazing to have you around. But unfortunately, that's it for today. But stay tuned because you never know what's coming next with this guy.
Yeah. I look forward to seeing each and every one of you somewhere. I'm always around.
Yes. Awesome. Well, I'm Megan.
I'm Rihanna.
And we're the Chamber Chicks.
And we're getting busy with business.